I'm going to record a little note here today about givers versus takers and why the philosophy of being a giver is so rewarding, even if you get screwed from time to time, because there are a lot of takers out there. There's a lot of one-way street people that just want to take and take and take. And you probably encountered them. I mean, we all have people who want something from you. I've got, you know, loads of people that want something from me. They want me to talk about their product, or they want me to donate money to their cause, or cover their story, or what have you. So I have that every day. But my philosophy is that I work to try to be a giver as much as possible, even expecting nothing in return. And I've had a lot of amazing things happen in my life because of that. So I want to share this with you, that having this philosophy of giving without an expectation of a reciprocation actually has worked out in the aggregate far better than just being someone who's a taker or a self-serving person. So, you know, think about all the guests that I have on. Many times they're on about a cause. Many times they're on about a documentary. Even like recently, I had the guy on about that firearms documentary series, which is a for-profit series. You know, they're selling access to digital downloads and things like that. And, you know, we didn't have an affiliate arrangement or anything. Doesn't matter. I don't need to, you know, have a royalty or a percentage on everything. And a lot of these guys like Sogo Snacks, you know, I promote Sogo Snacks, and they don't pay me anything. A lot of these companies don't pay me anything. And, you know, I've met the most amazing people because of that. I've also had people that have told me, oh, you're stupid, Mike. You shouldn't just give away your influence for free. You should monetize that. Well, look, you know, I don't want to live in a world where it's just the bottom line. I mean, I want to help small businesses succeed. I want to help other patriotic Americans succeed. I want to spread the news about, you know, positive things that are happening, or positive entrepreneurs or innovators or ideas, or even, let's say, political candidates. Like, for example, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm really excited about him running for president in the Democrat Party. And I hope to God that he beats Biden for the Democrat nomination. I mean, I don't know what I would do after that, depending on who's running on the Republican side. But you know, I'm happy to go out there and cheer for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I don't expect anything in return. I don't even expect him to do an interview with me. And you wouldn't believe how often we actually donate money out from affiliate programs. And I've mentioned some of it publicly, like when we promote the Truth About Cancer or programs like that, and we pledge the donations, and then we make those donations. In fact, we have a really big donation that's just about ready to go. I might even be able to film that like in the next day or two. In the warehouse, so they're gathering all the donation items in one place in the warehouse. I mean, you're going to get to see it. It'll be interesting. But I believe in giving out resources, time, energy, money, food to other people. I think it's a necessary component of, frankly, I mean, you know, God is watching us at all times. And it's not that you should do something like that because God is watching. It's not like, oh, you're trying to get a better report card with God necessarily. You should do it anyway, but God is watching, and it all counts, folks. It all counts. And I believe that God grants resources to those who are good stewards of those resources. That if you're someone, for example, who just tends to kind of hold on to everything, you don't let it flow through you, you don't let it go to other people, that you're operating from a philosophy of scarcity. And that philosophy is probably going to result in you having fewer resources coming your way, you know, fewer opportunities. But when you allow resources to flow through you and you help direct them to others, you will very likely find yourself receiving, I think, a lot of additional resources, a lot of support. At least this is what I believe, and this is what I have experienced. And so when you hear me say things like, oh, I'm a community level prepper, that I have extra supplies of things that I've prepped, you know, at the commercial level, not just the food in our warehouse, but also to some degree, even anti-radiation supplies, you know, cesium eliminator that we have 10,000 kilos of, and medical supplies and iodine, and even extra gear. If my local law enforcement sheriff's department needs help, you know, defending towns against, I don't know, zombie marauders or something, you know, I intentionally gather things to be able to help at a community level. And it's not just, it's not something that I do, you know, just to talk about. It's something that I live. It's a personal philosophy of preparing to help at a community level, preparing to hand out food to people if mass starvation kicks in, you know, preparing to have extra ammo, extra body armor, extra night vision, whatever it is. Because this philosophy of giving is, frankly, this is necessary for the sustainability of human civilization. And notice that I completely oppose how the government hands out resources, which is to first steal them from someone like you and I, you know, confiscate resources, and then direct them to the government's favorite recipients. And that's theft, that's corruption, and that's wrong. And right now there's a lot of talk about reparations in society, reparations for slavery. And one guy is out there saying that every black person in America should be given $350,000, just like that, which will cost the U.S. government, I think the math was something like $14 trillion, which, of course, the government's already in debt at $32 trillion. So what are you going to do, just make that like $56 trillion? Yeah, that's what they want to do. And then, you know, all that money will be gone in a couple of years. And then they'll need more reparations, and it won't solve anything. It's not going to lift anybody out of poverty long term. But I'm completely opposed to that kind of, quote, giving. You can't rightfully give something to someone that you stole from someone else. You can only give to others from things that you earned. That's when giving counts. You know, government giving isn't giving at all. That's just confiscation, theft, redistribution. Private sector giving is what counts, because you earn that money. You couldn't just print it. I can't print money, right? None of us can print money unless you want to get visited by the Treasury Department and arrested for counterfeiting, but they counterfeit all the time and they don't arrest themselves. They are the counterfeiters, but you and I have to actually earn it. So our giving actually means something. But in this process of being a giver, you also have to have discernment. You can't just, you know, give to every person that knocks on your door, and especially people that demand money. You can't do that to every single person. You have to have discernment. After all, you're responsible for resources, and you need to make sure they go to the intended purpose and go to people who are themselves good stewards of resources. You need to help where it can do the most good. And just as importantly, you need to make sure you have no expectation of something in return. I've had many cases over the years where I've given to somebody, I've publicized someone, I've interviewed people, or I've advocated for certain groups or certain projects or certain things. And then when I needed something in return, when I asked for something, they're, oh, no, we don't have time. We can't do that. And, you know, I've experienced that. You have too. And, you know, you can't hold on to that in a bitter way. You know, you can't hold grudges. You're just like, oh, okay, well, now I've learned not to work with that group or that person or that website or whatever, because they're a one-way street. They're takers. They're not givers. They don't reciprocate. So, hey, let's add that to my notes, my little Rolodex of givers versus takers. I choose to work with givers who reciprocate so that we all benefit. And I choose not to work with selfish takers. And yeah, sometimes I get screwed. Sometimes I get deceived. Sometimes I get taken advantage of. It happens. We try to minimize that, but that's the cost of doing what I do. By default, I trust people. By default. Because, I don't know, that's the world I choose to live in. And when you trust people by default, you're going to get screwed sometimes. You're going to get taken advantage of. You're going to lose money on things. You know, you're going to get ripped off. We've been ripped off. We've been ripped off big time by product suppliers, even. You can lose $20,000, $40,000, $100,000 by trusting a product supplier that then just fails to deliver and makes up a bunch of excuses. And it turns out they weren't even real. And they faked everything, counterfeited, documents and whatever. Yeah, we've lost money like that. Probably we all have, right? You too. You've lost money on people you trusted who just took the money and ran. But aside from those things, I think with God's grace and your support, we've had so many other positive examples of finding amazing potential new partners who are helping us create liberty and abundance and authenticity. And we've met so many amazing people along the way that it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. You're going to have a little bit of downside. You're going to have a whole lot of upside. That's my conclusion. Oh, looks like rain just kicked in. Sorry about the rain background noise. I'm riding in a vehicle right now. But you know who's one of the most generous people in the space? Believe it or not, this may surprise you. But someone who's really, really generous with other people and someone who gives a lot and often gets screwed by people that he originally helped. You know who that person is? Alex Jones. I've seen Alex Jones. He helps publicize people. He'll bring people on his show. He'll do good things for them. And sometimes they'll stab him in the back. I've seen that too. But he doesn't focus on that. He continues to make decisions to help promote what he thinks are good causes, pro-liberty causes, pro-Second Amendment causes, pro-human causes. And he just rolls with it. But Alex is actually one of the nicest, most generous people in real life. But of course, he's got boundaries as well. He's not going to put up with the pedophiles and groomers and child traffickers and that kind of stuff, obviously, or government intruding on your freedoms. So he's got, I think, healthy boundaries. But he's also incredibly generous with his time and resources. And InfoWars actually gave a lot of money to a lot of groups a few years back and did so without much fanfare. And not a lot of people know about that. I think that's one of the reasons why they really went after InfoWars. They wanted to shut down his pipeline of donations to other independent publishers. So, yeah, a lot of people don't know that, but it's true. And even personally, I've had over the years, I've had different views from Alex and some disagreements here and there. And he handles it with a sense of real professionalism and humility, believe it or not. Alex is not an arrogant person at all. He's quite humble. And in fact, if anything, I think perhaps he's become more humble over the last few years, just understanding the gravity of what's going on. I think that arrogance has no place in this space. Arrogant people don't last very long. In alternative media, if you're not humbled by where we are in history and what's going on and the biblical nature of reality, then you're not living in the real world. You don't have the right point of view. Again, sorry about the background noise here, but humility goes hand in hand with authenticity and effectiveness in this space. And I've had a lot of strange comments over the years. People like, I can't believe, you don't drive a super luxury $200,000 car, or I can't believe you don't live in a big luxury mansion or whatever. Surely you have access to enough money to do that. And I'm like, they don't know me. Like, what's the point? I live on a ranch. The great outdoors is my home. I could live in a canvas tent and still be happy on a ranch. I don't need some big mansion. I don't need something fancy like that. I don't need fashion clothing brands. I don't need jewelry. I don't need that. I want to live in a world where abundance is shared, where it's universal, where we have a functioning free market system, where you can earn your money and keep your money or give it to others if you choose to, but where it's yours to control because you earned it. I want to live in a system where the dollar isn't eroded every day, where you get to keep the value of what you've already earned. I want to live in a system where the justice system is actually colorblind and fair instead of rigged against conservatives and Christians. You know, I want to live in a system where elections are honest, which they aren't right now, as you know. I want to live in a system where we have a sustainable future for our children and grandchildren and everybody that comes after, instead of mass poisoning, mass pollution, mass destruction of all the ecosystems of our planet. And I want to live in a system where liars are punished and truth tellers are rewarded and recognized, instead of the opposite, which is where we are now. Did you see that TikTok is even banning any content that questions the climate cult lunatics? You see that? Yeah, you can't say that carbon dioxide is a good molecule. You'll be banned off TikTok. So China is enforcing the climate cult for Americans, but not in China, of course, just for Americans, to try to get America to shut down its economy to comply with TikTok and big tech. It's crazy that China wants America to commit economic suicide, and that's exactly what's happening. Well, I'm going to wrap this up before the rain gets even more intense. But look, bottom line, I encourage you to consider having a philosophy of being a giver. Maybe you already are. Probably you are. But even if you get screwed from time to time, even if some people don't appreciate it, even if some people stab you in the back, even if some people rip you off, whatever, it's a philosophy that still, on the whole, is a very rewarding philosophy. And it's necessary, I think, for us to have some trust in fellow human beings, or we really don't have a functioning society. Even though there are bad apples in the bunch, don't get me wrong, by and large, most human beings are worth believing in, because most human beings want the same things that you and I want. You know, freedom, peace, the ability to keep what they earn, you know, raise their children in a safe society, things like that. A lot of universal truths out there. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.